The way to be great is to be grateful first. Because that is the step that we must take before we go into other places. Okay? We have a special message. I want the sister to stay here, please. Ask Brother James to join you. There is a message for the three of you here. Brother James, he is coming. This month has been a very special month in the life of the Burden family, and as well for the Vista family too. So I was contacted by somebody who told me, Pastor, would you mind if we participate with the Vista Church in the celebration? Is the volume on, please? Yeah.
His beautiful wife, Jennifer, and my precious grandson, Natalia, a very special happy anniversary month. James and Jennifer were married a perfect number 7 years ago, on November 13th. And as you all know, they were baptized right there. 5 years ago, November 11th. And just last year, on November the 13th, Natalia was dedicated. James, I am so proud of you, son. You have just become the man of my dreams. And they could not be more real than they are right now. Remember, you don't have to be perfect. Just do your best. And when you stand with the blessings of your mom and God, it matters not who stands against you. So, continue to be a good example for your family and friends. Draper, I'm so inspired by you, your caring and patient manner, and so much love and support to your family. I hope you know how much you are appreciated. May God continue to give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
Hey, Micaiah. You are so smart.
He's looking. Where is that voice coming from?
You are such a joy to your parents and everyone around you. Be a sweet boy. Mind your parents. Jesus loves you. And me, my God, too. Church, we have so much to be thankful for. So, as I speak for Dreamer family in Croatia, it's the church family, and my family here in Georgia, James, Dreamer, Natalia, we love you. Continue to live for Christ, and all you do, do it in love. And your lives will be filled with as much happiness as your hearts can hold. To Pastor Elson and the Vista Church family, thank you for sharing with me this moment of happiness for my children. God bless you. Have a happy Sabbath.
Amen. Thank you.
Brother James' mother approached us and says, this is a moment of great gratitude. It was planned to be, this was supposed to happen last Sabbath because it was close to their wedding anniversary and dedication and all the events that took place in their lives. And so I said, look, they are not going to be in church and I'm not going to be there either. So I asked her, would you like to send a message? She sent the message we put together, and we appreciate the family very well, Amen. Very much. Okay, we are very blessed to have you as part of our church family. So we decided this was a very appropriate time for us as a church to show appreciation for you. And from Georgia, all the way here, God's blessings. And remember what she said. You know, we are proud of you. You know, doesn't matter who we stand against you, everything is going to be fine. And mommy is praying, and mommy knows best. Right, Brother James? All right. Now, continue with our message this morning. I still mourn for one more minute. Be grateful. What is the meaning of being grateful? Many people think that being grateful is just to say thanks. Have you ever thought about counting how many times you say thank you in one single day? Just for the fun of it, would you try to say, let me see for a whole month how many times I use the word I'm thankful? And then after you count, ask yourself, how many times did I really mean it? Because in our culture, it's so easy to say thank you. All people say, oh, thank you. I like, forgive me, I'm biased, I like the Brazilian way. Because Brazilians, they don't say thank you. They ask, actually, but many of them don't even know. But they actually ask you when you do something for them. It says, what is my obligation? I'm obliged to you. What do I owe you? They don't just walk away, gracias, thank you, and walk away. They ask you a question. Now, if you go there, probably most of them don't even know that they are asking a question, because they also got used to the fact that just to say muito obrigado means I am very much obliged to you, meaning that's the end of it. Now, when we are grateful, we owe someone something. And that is the concept that we have to have in mind. We must be grateful. In every circumstance, we must be grateful. And I put in the background our harvest. Because one of the most important things in our lives is to eat, isn't it? What happens if we don't eat? We kaput. It's the end of it. So we need energy, because unless we have energy, we cannot process, our brain doesn't work, nothing works. So we need energy. But there is one energy source that sometimes we turn off, and that is the mental attitude, and that is gratitude. We must know that everything we have, every source of energy, mental, spiritual, and physical, it is provided to us by God. When we know that everything we have belongs to somebody else, we actually become more thankful. It is when we think that all that we have and all that we must have will be earned by us and kept by us and controlled by us, is when we are not grateful. So if you want to see somebody, if a person is grateful, you ask that person, who owns what you have? If the answer is me, there is no grateful person there. If the person says, oh, all that I have is because, and they give a list of people that made it possible, and the Almighty One. God provides. That's why we are here today in church. The Sabbath is evidence that we believe that God is the one who provides. Those that are not here are out there working. They believe that they provide. But because you came and sat at the church, you're not here because you are Seventh-day Adventist. You are here because God provides for you. Amen. You are here because you are grateful. And that's why you are here today. Every single time you go to church, you have to understand, I'm here because I'm grateful. I'm here to express praise for all the things that I have received, life and everything else that goes with it. You must celebrate the festival of harvest with the first crop of the wheat harvest. This was a commandment that God gave to His people, to you and I. It says, and celebrate the festival of the first harvest at the end. So the Israel had at least two major harvests. And they were commanded to celebrate. We are here today to celebrate not Thanksgiving few days from now, but every Sabbath is a celebration of gratitude, of thanksgiving. Every single Sabbath that God has provided to us is to remind us that He is the one who gives the seed, and He is the one who makes sure that that seed produces. Exodus 34:22, New Living Translation. I put an emphasis there. You must celebrate. In other words, God says, trust me and you won't be miserable. Trust me and you will be well fed. And if you're well fed, you'll be healthy. And so just trust me. I will provide. Yes, I put this symbol there. So God is the one who put the seeds on the ground. We must celebrate. Yes, yes, the Lord pours down His blessings upon each one of you. The problem is that sometimes we don't realize, we don't see it. Or it says, our land will yield its bountiful harvest. Psalm 85:12. Again, continue by saying, second, celebrate the festival of harvest. Festival of harvest is the same as Thanksgiving. Now, in our society, sadly, after many centuries, thousands of years, people celebrating the harvest and thank God, the devil came in and introduced fear. Instead of faith, he introduced fear. And they said, now you have to offer sacrifice to the evil spirits so they won't damage the harvest. And that's how they create the hollow that's not hollow at all, the Halloween. Now, continue the same text. It says, finally, celebrate the festival of the final harvest at the end of the harvest season when you have harvested all the crops of your fields. If you look in the Bible, there are many offerings to celebrate Thanksgiving. The Jewish people did not celebrate only one day a year. If you look in the book of Leviticus, there are ceremonies that says to them, celebrate, celebrate. Celebrate what? That I am the one who provides for you. Sadly, many people, when they do not receive enough, they blame God for it. No grocery shopping, okay? You must work 6 days, but on the seventh day, you must rest. Don't go to stores. Don't go to the stores. It's the Sabbath. If the Lord provides, it's not a day for you to go shopping. The Lord says, remember. And here it comes. Some people decide to go. And sadly, some people call Sabbath Friday evening. They call Friday. And because their mind is still saying Friday, they go to store. So please remember, no harvest on the Sabbath. Abba, Pastor, I don't plant anything. Oh, no, I just harvest. So if you go to the store, it's a harvest. And the Lord said, no harvest on the Sabbath. No planting on the Sabbath. The Sabbath is a day for you to say, Lord, I trust you. You will provide for me. God is the one who gives seed to the farmer and bread for food. He will give you all the seed you need and make it grow so there will be a great harvest from your goodness. 2 Corinthians 9:10. There is no doubt that the Lord will provide. Those too lazy to work the ground and plant in the right season, what happens to them? Nope. They will have no food. They will starve. Proverbs 20:4. So it's important. Work is a blessing. Work is a blessing. God provides, but He wants us to exercise. to have health. The greatest gift is if. Is it?
Yeah.
No. Let's put God in front of the God and then the cross. And then if you have a God before if, and then put the cross at the end, what do you get?
Yeah.
You get life, a gift. A gift. This is the gift that we all want. A gift of life. And that's what we are looking for. Jesus Christ was the greatest gift that we could receive. When Jesus Christ came at the cross, the message that we find at the cross is God will provide. He promised 4,000 years. Every time they offer a lamb, they remind themselves, God will provide. It's just like Abraham told his son, son, God will provide a lamb for himself. And he did. He provides to all of us. So God so loved us that he gave his only begotten son. So that whatever believe, if you choose to believe in him, you may not be lost, but you will have eternal life. Amen to that.
Amen.
The greatest action is giving. Many people talk about thanks, and then they said giving. Some people may say, they may say, ah, when they hear the word thanksgiving, they think like thanks eating. They don't think about giving. They just think about thanks. Or sometimes people should spell like a takes giving. Takes eating instead of thanks. The greatest action is giving. Please remember, we live in a society that is all concerned about taking. We take. It is giving is the emphasis that we should have in life. The greatest feeling in life should be love. And what does the Bible say love is? God is love. So the greatest feeling that we may have is to have God in us. The greatest attitude, what is?
Gratitude.
What does the GR stand for, gratitude? God's redemptive attitude. That's what it is, gratitude. It is a redemptive attitude that God wants us to have. Gratitude is a ticket to success. Grateful people succeed. Every single aspect in life, grateful people always succeed. But I want you to have a different ticket. I want you to have this ticket here. Let me show you. This is the ticket that you must have. You see the number of the ticket? Yeah, even the ticket number is the emphasis of their eternity is very clear. That is the ticket that each one of us should take. Make sure that will give us in gratitude. The grateful always pursue what? Anybody wants to have an idea? A grateful always pursue something. What is it? What is good. And then, now I give the answer, now you know the rest. Always rejoice, what? With what is good. Number three, always pray for what is good. Number four, always search for what is good. Is that good enough? So the secret is goodness. Why? Because God is the source of all goodness. You cannot do good unless you are like God. The greatest gift that God has given us is to create us in His own image.
Amen.
He created us to be grateful and to be always aware of all the blessings that He provides us. Paul says this, in everything, give thanks. And that means even when I don't have food? Yep. Even when I'm suffering? Yep. Because when you are grateful in every circumstance will become better. When you always concentrate in do good, good will be attracted to you. Good will come your way. When you are searching for what is good, good will find you. But when you're searching for trouble, oh, believe me, it will come fast. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Yes, give thanks in every circumstance. Always be grateful. Always. Don't love money. Be careful with that. Don't love money. Money, it can be a wonderful blessing. But those that get so attached to money, they end up being a slave of what they are so attached. Be satisfied with what you have. Yes, that's the secret of being happy. For God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. Just believe, brothers and sisters. Just believe. And you'll be always grateful. Celebrate the season with this in mind. We must celebrate. Yes, the Lord pours down His blessings. Our land will yield bountiful harvest always if we trust. I know what is to be in need. This is Paul saying, I know I have suffered. I know what I need to eat. I cannot have enough food. He knows. He said, I went through all this. But I also, he was very rich before. But once he surrendered his life, then the devil tried to give him some trouble. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. I have learned the secret of being happy, he said. You know what? Whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I have learned to be content. Be happy with what God provides you, and you always will have enough. Now, this is a blessed country. It's still, even though some people are trying to mess up the country very badly, looks like somebody are doing more harm to our country and even our own enemies. You know, the worst harm you can cause to your home is when is from inside. You know, the enemy is outside, we can always lock the doors. But the enemy is inside, that is difficult. But this is what it says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. The people he has chosen as his own inheritance. The Lord has blessed this land. The Lord has blessed us. We start the month of November celebrating harvest. Then on the 11th, we celebrate the one of the greatest gifts that many people have given to this nation, service, the veterans. And we are very thankful, very blessed that we have still young people that are willing to stand up to defend, put on a uniform, and defend this country. But brothers and sisters, each one of us must stand up for what is right. That's how a nation can be under God. We need Psalm 33, verse 12. Now, the day of the grateful. This is the day when the Lord Jesus Christ is coming. And by the way, He will meet only the grateful. The ungrateful will not make it. Why? Because they won't have the ticket. All those are there ready to go to the kingdom. They all have a ticket. And you know what the ticket says? Gratitude. Those that are grateful, the Lord will come to reward them. And I hope you'll be there. And we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God. Those that are grateful, truly grateful, to those who are called according to His purpose to do goodness. Philippians 4 verse 8, it says, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and what is honorable in what is right and pure and lovely. I will add one for myself here, and good and admirable. Think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praise. And then, now look at the screen. See if there's a word there that you recognize. Anybody knows what that is?
Thank you.
That's toda. Toda. In Hebrew. Eucharisto. At least one of you here know that word, right, Brother Tony? And then he knows that too. I put one after the other. Those are the two languages that he speaks. And this, shukran. Yes, espasivo. And this, sheshe. And this here, arigato.
Salamat.
So quite a few of you know this one, right?
Yeah, salamat.
Fafateli. Did I get it right, brother? Kind of, right? Fafateli. It's supposed to be Samoa. Okay. Mahalo. Dankeschön. Yes. Obrigado. Muito obrigado. Asante. Yes. De como? Merci. Merci is not only French, but also used in many nations that have the French influence. They also use this. I went to an Indian restaurant with a family, and I asked them, how do you say thank you in the Hindu? And I don't remember how they said, but it was sound like a word that I already knew. And it's almost like a shukran. I don't know if they say shukota or something like that. It was sound like that. But it was, and then I looked and I said, I recognize this word. He said, oh yes, it comes from shukran. It's the influence. Gracias. Quite a few of them. And of course, we could have said many others. But this one, I'm not going to try to pronounce. Yeah, that one. And of course, all of us know this one, right? Thank you. I'd like to suggest to all of you, if you want to really to be thankful to people, don't just say thank you, which is very common. Say to people, when somebody does something for you, says, I feel obliged to you. I really appreciate what you have done. Believe me, whatever you motivate is what multiplies. If you invest, you get return. But when you don't invest anything, and then you go to the bank and says, I want to cash in. Cash in what? You have no money here. You have no account with us. The same thing applies in every single aspect. We're almost done. Thank you. I'd like to say to you, God has blessed me immensely for giving me the privilege to serve you.
Amen.
I'm very blessed, and I like to use this occasion to be grateful to God, to honor me and honor my family with the privilege to serve you as a pastor.
Amen.
I hope that you know that I'm not the senior pastor of this church. Jesus has been always. I'm here just his assistant. Until the Lord comes, we hope greatly that when he comes, you'll be one of the grateful ones to be there standing with me too.
Amen.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Have a very blessed Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Let's sing together.